A reading from the Gospel of Mark. Jesus summoned the 12 and began to send them out in pairs, giving them authority over the unclean spirits. And he instructed them to take nothing for the journey except a staff, no bread, no haversack, no coppers for their purses. They were to wear sandals, but he added, "Do not take a spare tunic." And he said to them, "If you enter a house anywhere, stay there until you leave the district. And if any place does not welcome you and people refuse to listen to you, as you walk away, shake off the dust from under your feet as a sign to them." So they set off to preach repentance, and they cast out many devils and anointed many sick people with oil and cured them. The Gospel of the Lord. This passage really isn't just about cloaks and sandals and purses. Although I have to admit that whenever this gospel passage comes up, I sort of feel compelled to go to my closet and count the number of pairs of shoes I have, as well as the number of jumpers and other articles of clothing. Perhaps rather we could think about how each of us is on a journey. And as we travel along, we have a wonderful privilege coming from our baptism to preach the good news. Each of us, with our unique personality and set of gifts, has a responsibility to do this, like no one else in the world is able to do. People we meet, people we live with, work side by side with, go to school with, should all be able to experience us, and in so doing, see Jesus, know about his compassion and forgiveness, and then, of course, know more about God's love. This is how we exercise the priesthood of our baptism. We preach the good news. This gospel maybe helps us understand a few qualities we need to keep in mind as we carry out this task. I believe today they are primarily interior qualities and disciplines, and really doesn't have much to do with what we pack in our suitcase or what we have in our purses. For example, first of all, I think we need to accept another's hospitality. And what does this mean? Well, it does not mean literally the hospitality in another's home often, but maybe rather how that person presents themselves. Whatever hospitality they can or cannot offer when they meet us. I recently heard someone say, "When I'm with a certain person, it feels like sandpaper." People we meet are often wounded, and it is not for us to necessarily heal those wounds, but to accept them unconditionally as they are, frayed edges and all. After all, isn't it how you and I would want to be accepted? Then I think we need to rely on the goodness of others for our needs. This isn't always easy. In other words, we can try to become more simple and humble, not always controlling the situation in order to provide for ourselves. In my travels, when I'm in someone's home, I often have the experience of being offered copious amounts of food. My host may say to me, "Here is the special dessert I made just for you." I know that whatever I may want to do, like say no thank you, in order to preserve my diet, I must graciously accept, eat part of it, and show my gratitude. In another context, a neighbor may see our busy lives and say, "Let me take over to do this task for you. Drive your kids, pick up your dry cleaning, run this or that errand, etc." How hard it is to say, "Great, thank you. That is such a wonderful help. I accept your offers." It is not easy to let go and depend on others. And what about shaking the dust off? In Jesus' day, it was forbidden to travel into foreign Gentile territory. The rabbinic law said that the dust of a Gentile country was defiled, and that when a man entered Palestine from another country, he must shake off every particle of dust of that unclean land. A rigid Jew would have nothing to do with Gentiles, not even with the dust from that country. Now in our modern context, how many times do we get into arguments about religion, money, or politics? I may think I have the right answer, or the correct information, or the better point of view. But we are all clouded by the dust of our prejudices and biases. We each need the discipline to shake the dust off, shake off our self-righteousness, so that we may possibly see and understand another's point of view. Lastly, Jesus sent out his friends two by two and gave them authority. We join together in this preaching venture. We do not set out as lone rangers. We each belong to communities, families, parishes, circle of friends, support groups, spouses, partners. Vatican II called us the people of God. Our belonging, our membership in these groups allows us to receive the full authority of Jesus for this awesome task.